Hey everyone, you're listening to The Subtle Beginner and this is me, Diya Singh. Since the last episode on evolution did pretty well, I thought I would make another such episode. But this one's different. It's about extinction. The extinction of a giant snake which used to rule the planet. I mean, not really rule the planet, but kinda like that. Let me come to the point. I'll talk about the giant snake Titanoboa and its extinction and what would have happened if it did not go extinct. Titanoboa was a giant snake that has since become extinct, measuring at approximately 48 feet. Titanoboa was thrice as the longest living snake today and almost four times heavier than the giant anaconda. The Titanoboa, whose fossils date back to around 58 to 61 million years ago, existed during the Paleocene period in history. It lived in the jungles of South America and the fossils were discovered in the coal mines of Colombia in 2009. The name Titanoboa was coined from Titanic Boa. The gigantic snake is the largest ever snake to have been recorded. Its weight was between 2300 and 2500 pounds and it had a diameter of about 3 feet at its thickest. This size is almost twice larger than the modern day's largest snake. They had rows of teeth growing on their upper and lower jaws. And the teeth were very small in size and very sharp, and an adaptation for its hunting. With the disappearance of the dinosaurs, the Titanoboa was among the pioneer plus-sized reptiles to take over the ecological niche. The emergence of the Titanoboa was accompanied by the emergence of other small and relatively large reptiles. During the Paleocene period, its habitats had the climate like the tropical regions. In a warmer climate, the cold-blooded reptiles grew into larger sizes compared to cooler climates. The Titanoboa was not venomous. It therefore killed its prey physically by either constriction or blocking the windpipe and not by the use of venom. It spent most of its time in the water. Due to its large size, the Titanoboa spent most of its terrestrial time slithering around trees. The snake may have been more dangerous while in water since its weight was held by the buoyancy of water. Although no one knows the exact reason why Titanoboa went extinct, two theories have been put forward. Climate change contributed to the disappearance and extinction of most of Titanoboa. The declining global temperature favored the emergence of smaller snakes, larger reptiles were slowly erased, and smaller snakes and other reptiles took over their places in the ecosystem. The rapid drop in temperatures made the metabolic processes of the Titanoboa difficult. Habitat change also contributed to its extinction. Rainforests reduced and paved the way to grasslands. There has been a romanticized notion that the Titanoboa often clashed with dinosaurs and even preying on them, with a fight between Tyrannosaurus rex and Titanoboa being a novel idea often discussed. However, paleontologists agreed that such contest never happened as Titanoboa appeared on Earth in the Paleocene epoch, which was millions of years after the dinosaurs were wiped off. Now, let's move on to what would happen if it still coexisted with us. If this becomes the case, the Titanoboa could well be found in the equatorial tropic like Colombia, Venezuela, Brazil, etc. Obviously, people would have to carefully protect their homes from the intrusion. However, it's unlikely that it would crawl unnoticed into our house. It would have no trouble knocking out a window or even breaking a door. Thus, people would have to surround their houses with high voltage fences and keep a big stun gun under their pillow just in case. However, in noise megacities, a huge snake would not have a single chance of survival. Only if the snake doesn't accidentally wind up somewhere under a heating main. By the way, most likely it wouldn't be interested in people as a food source. In horror films, an anaconda swallows humans, whereas in reality, it rarely attacks a person. It can be assumed that its distant ancestor would also be indifferent to us. But for people, Titanoboa could be a trophy. Any zoo in the world would dream of getting such a valuable specimen. As for its diet in our world, it will find something to eat, alligators, turtles, river dolphins, etc. Titanoboa wouldn't mind eating fish since it's a familiar diet. As a result, the food chain will be broken and animals would probably migrate to safer areas. Very soon, there will be no trace of the once lush vegetation and we'd have to forget about tourism. By the way, did you know that there's a danger of the return of extinct animals to Earth? I'm not joking right now. Scientists' speculation that the Titanoboa lived in a temperature of almost 32 degrees Celsius, and given the growth rate of global warming, such average temperatures can become reality, although it might take millions of years. What do you think about it, and does it concern you in any way? Make sure to share your feedbacks with me. You can mail me at subtle.learner@gmail.com and connect with me through my Instagram and Twitter handles, which I have linked in the description. Thank you so much. Stay safe and keep listening.